Hi, Michelle here from the award-winning Nude Wine Co. As one of Ireland's leading wine experts, I've selected the very best for our Black Friday sale, with up to 25% off. If you're planning to trade up and treat yourself and your family to truly special wines this Christmas, don't miss our Black Friday sale. Visit nudewineco.ie to shop the sale. And remember, please drink alcohol responsibly.
Moncrief on News Talk.
We need to talk about fizzy drinks. They are having a revival. Christmas is coming. Are you ready to be asked? Are you having a mineral? Are you having a mineral with your dinner? Author of A Compendium of Irish Pints, Ali Dunworth, is here. She seems to think that minerals are back and on the up. She joins me now and she's brought drinks, which I'm absolutely delighted about. Ali, how are you?
Good, Fionnuala. It's hard to follow that last conversation.
I'm sorry. But like from types of fizz to another, we are here talking about fizzy drinks. They're still really popular, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it was an interesting one because I kind of started thinking about it first when I wrote the book, because I was writing about rock shandy when I wrote a book about pints. And then during the summer, I did a conversation with a couple of people, the guy who makes this rock shandy I have for you to taste, and started to think about the kind of specific history of Irish fizzy drinks over, I suppose, the fizzy drinks that are more popular now. That's the
sound. Is there any better sound? Oh,
there you go. That's for you to taste.
So good. Thank you so much. And we also have here McDade's football special. I just had a lovely sip of that. Delicious.
Yeah. And that's one of the OGs that's still kind of going strong. And I feel like you see that a lot more now in like kind of trendy cafes and restaurants. I bought that in Lots & Co. They've got loads of the retro drinks.
Donegal, they do rival Cork in how much they will just vehemently protect and celebrate Donegalness. And that's why I get on with Donegal people, I think. And that's also why I think I love football special, to be honest. Rock shandy and flat 7-up, obviously, I mean, part of Irish culture nearly at this point. Some of the regional ones were very well known as well, though. Obviously, we've just mentioned football special, but what else?
Yeah, I mean, when I put it out in social, I got a big long list because I wouldn't know all of them. I kind of grew up in the suburbs. We didn't really have our own drinks, but I remember when I was little, I used to go down to even to Cork and they'd have Tanora.
Of course.
And we used to spend a lot of time in Newcastle West where you'd have Nash's Red Lemonade, and that's still around. That's still around now. And then there was like Cavan Cola, Castle Cola, Carlo Lemonade.
Carlo Lemonade? Yeah. Oh my God, I'm half Carlo, sorry. So I had to get
there
down.
Where were we? Finch's, there was Maine's up north, Duane's, Mason's. There was, do you remember Country Spring?
Yes.
That was like.
Who doesn't remember Country
like
Spring?
I hated to see Country Spring coming because it was a real kind of, you'd have it at birthday parties because it was kind of, I think it was more economical.
Okay.
But it tasted kind of, it didn't taste sugary enough.
Okay, yeah. You needed the furry teeth kind of sensation.
Yeah.
Love it. Is it, I hate to say this, I don't want to be the bad guy here, but is a bit of it just nostalgia? You know what I mean? I feel like we're all dining out on the past and the memories and church. Ah, oh, geez, wasn't it great? But like, I mean, I'm tasting them. Some of these do stand the test of time. So good.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that like the fizzy drink is having a renaissance now. It was only again when I started writing about it that I thought about it, because they kind of exploded in the mid 19th century when there was temperance movement and they were trying to encourage us all to abstain from alcohol, and the fizzy drinks became really popular and they kind of stayed that way. But now again, like, people are into other drinks, not just booze.
Yeah.
So I do feel like we're having a bit of a renaissance, and that's like the nostalgic ones coming back, like McDade's. But the other one I brought you is that from the Irish Craft Soda Company.
Let me try this.
And he's made a rock shandy, which I think tastes like the rock shandy of my youth, because even though some of them say they haven't changed the recipes, like most of the big brands have changed companies, have been bought up. Like, I know Club has, Tanora has. Mm. So the ingredients have definitely changed and the recipes have definitely been tweaked. And he, I think, has made this. A guy called Liam Tuddy makes it in that loan, this rock shandy. It's just like, it's got very little in it. Oranges, lemons and sugar, I think.
Yeah, it's very grown up tasting. Like, it's very, it's not super sweet in the way that you would be attracted to, I suppose, as a child. Or maybe you're not a child and you still have a crazy sweet tooth. Like, yeah. This is very drinkable.
And some of them have, like, I suppose they're tapping into that wellness and that like clean thing where there's only a few ingredients in it, which is kind of what the fizzy drinks might have been like years ago, because most of them grew from mineral water companies, and that's where the mineral name comes from.
Mm.
So they were mineral waters, and then carbonation came in, and then they made fizzy drinks, and they've gone kind of full circle, and now we're back to them being a bit, the newer ones being promoted as kind of a little bit healthy.
Mm. These are all delicious, but I need a new version of Lilt. I miss Lilt every single day of my life.
So it's not quite Lilt because it doesn't taste as quite as sugary, but there is All About Kombucha, who are lads in Galway. They started making kombucha, and now they've got new Alive sodas. So they're fizzy drinks. And interestingly, they wanted to call them fizzy drinks, but everyone told them you could call them sodas because the new generation, and it's better for export. Fizzy drinks doesn't make as much sense, but they have a tropical flavour, Alive soda, which gives the vibe of Lilt, but it's definitely better than the Lilt inverted commas here that you get in the shop now, because it's not real Lilt.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a move away from Coke companies and Coca-Cola, you're saying, because obviously when you think of fizzy drinks, I think everyone thinks of Coke immediately.
Yeah, and I still do think, unfortunately, that Coke is like the leader in the market. But I was thinking back to like when we were little, it was still very much the new guy, and the amount of promotion and work that they did, because like we weren't allowed to drink it in our house. But then I remember they started doing when they opened the plant in Dublin, they started doing school tours. Mm. And my sister went, it was either school tour or summer project. She went on a tour and came back with all the, like you have like a Coke ruler and then you'd be going to school with all your Coke brand stuff. Mm. And like they got, and you think about everybody now in their like 30s and 40s, addicted to Coca-Cola, and it's the only hangover cure because they got us when we were young.
They got their teeth into us. They sure did. Text in here that says, bring back club beer shandy. What's that?
Oh yeah, there used to be one that was like a little bit like maybe like a 2%, like it had a little bit of beer in it, or 1%. It was an actual shandy.
Oh yeah, very refreshing. Yeah, that would be very nice now, but it is the middle of the day and unfortunately I am doing my job. So I'll stick to the fizzy drinks and the sodas. Ali Dunworth, food and drinks writer and author of A Compendium of Irish Pints. Thank you so much for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.